At the center of every Olympics is the Olympic Stadium. It's the focal point where the spectacular opening and closing ceremonies take place, and the venue for major athletic events. So when Boston's mayor and congressmen disagree on building a $200 million temporary Olympic Stadium at Wedette Circle, there's trouble ahead.
They're saying that they're going to dismantle it after they're done. So there's $200 million in sunk costs that we have no way to pay for because, get this, we're putting up a 60,000-seat stadium for 3 weeks, 4 weeks at the most.
Congressman Stephen Lynch has always been skeptical of the stadium plans, but Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has supported the Boston 2024 bid all along. Walsh and Lynch are both big labor union boosters who generally work well together. They rarely disagree vocally in public, but right now they're at odds.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion, and I haven't had a chance to talk to either congressman yet about it, but I think Congressman Lynch's concern is that he doesn't think that it could be a temporary stadium, which is going to be a temporary stadium.
Walsh is more excited about what could happen to the 83-acre parcel after the Olympics.
The conversation of building a deck over Wedette Circle, something I really didn't think about until the Olympic conversation happened.
That deck would be development above the railroad tracks and warehouse-style buildings.
It would be a unique opportunity for us to develop that area, as well as not displace the trains and displace a lot of the city property there. You could actually put it under the platform.
But there's an interesting twist. Wedette Circle is actually in Congressman Michael Capuano's district, just blocks from Lynch's. Capuano is not siding with Walsh or Lynch.
This is not unusual to me, and that's regardless of the Olympics. They both live within reason, very close to the Wedette Circle area, and I think they both care about the city.
Capuano says it's not his place to push for redevelopment of Wedette Circle.
As a member of Congress, I would never impose my vision on something like that on a community. That'll be worked out by the people of the city of Boston, and whatever they come up with, I will support.
So while Boston 2024's bid 2.0 brought more of the details that critics have demanded, it hasn't brought certainty, even on a central question like where and how to build the Olympic Stadium. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.